Training, and if we let somebody into our site without having that training, several universities because they like to look at the structural geology out there. And one of the big things is I tell them, don't get too close to the high wall. We have a much shorter high wall portion of the front quarry that I said, if you want to go looking at strike and dips and things like that, go over here where it's only 20 feet high, and the risk of something falling down is a lot less. So, I hope I helped with that, or I don't know, maybe we could tweak the condition that instead of on and out, I know you'd like to be able to have some on and out.
Does it? I don't know how realistic that is anymore. And at this quarry, if we're doing, you know, hours of operation, or if we were abusing those things, you would have complaints here. I will guarantee you that. So if we were, yes. No. But I'm just using it as an example that if we were doing something wrong, we feel that we've really done a great job here. And the reason you don't see anybody here opposed to us is we're living up to our end of the, you know, the agreements. So, okay.
You can give me a rough idea of how often you blast.
Some years we don't blast at all. Last year I think we blasted once, but we did not crush. So we're going to crush in there this year, but we aren't going to blast. So it's maybe every other year. We blast on average.
And prior to blasting, notification is made to surrounding properties.
The list is, I think that was required by the county, but I think we go out, you know, approximately a half mile, something like that. And we notify 24 hours prior, and I believe 1 hour prior. So we do it twice in a, you know, before we actually do the blast. So. Oh, sure.
Yes, I do. I'm Mary Klingenmeyer, but not to be confused with the Mary Klingenmeyer who was registered deeds for sisters-in-law. But the unexpected passing of my husband, Daryl, I became the general partner of the quarry. Originally, when the lease began with Kramer's, there was a 10-year permit from the county. I don't think any of you were here after the last 10 years on the board, but there were some personality conflicts in the neighborhood, and that's why it got changed to a 5-year. Now, if you can see, there's nobody here from the neighborhood, and you would be getting complaints, so I would strongly urge you to consider a 10-year. The lake that's referred to, the quarry pond, the water quality is fine. We, in fact, have restocked it with fish, and so I can't see that there's any water quality trouble out there either. But I would suggest that you consider a 10-year permit for Kramer's. They have done a great job out there. There has been some reclamation on the old wall, so we don't have any trouble. And as far as spot inspections, I can assure you that family members are out there spot checking regularly.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Steve Sorensen, Conservation Planning and Zoning. I just wanted to follow up that I was at the Freedom Plan Commission and the town board meeting in February, and they both supported the request you have before you today. I have been to the site a number of times. Normally I meet with Mr. Jewell and we review reclamation, mining activities, just the whole project plan. And I did have Serge out there as late as last week. We haven't gone out unannounced, but in Serge's case, he was in the neighborhood that morning, and he wanted to go out to the mine site. So I called Bob and said, hey, Serge is in the neighborhood. Can I have you meet him out there, and you can kind of show him around? So it's not unannounced, but it's short notice. So that same morning, Bob said, yeah, I can be out there at 10. I called Serge back. He's out there at 10, so... just to give you a heads up that it might not be unannounced. We have the operator there, but it's normally within a day or two that we're out there anyway. So, we've never seen a problem with water, air. I have viewed some of the mine sites, not this one in particular because it's so quiet, but Rock Springs in particular. I'll sit up on a hilltop just viewing, and what I'm looking for is dust and noise. And I don't tell the operator. I'm just looking to see that it's not leaving the site and the noise isn't above parameter at the boundary. So we do make those without even going into the mine site. So just to give you a perspective of what we do. So
you do the site.
Right. Right.
And then the other clarification, you said you attended the mine commission and coordinated that which was full of these.
Correct. And they did send the acknowledgement form. I'm just surprised it's not here, so. Oh, okay.
Turn that down.
Have a good application.
they have any. At the town appointed meeting that you attended, did you was there any mention of whether it would be 5 or 10 years or just a renewal of the existing variance?
My recollection is that they heard a presentation from the operator of how he ran the permit and how it's been run over the years, and they basically didn't have any qualms and it was just approved. Now, the detail of that, I don't remember 5 or 10 years being discussed other than they were happy with the operator at the site. So I apologize for not grabbing onto that item. So I have nothing more to add to the 5 or the 10.
Thank you.
Can I simply ask, was anyone from the Kramer Company present at that meeting?
Myself, I was there, and Seamus Hagan, our area sales superintendent, was there. You know, I'm pretty sure I mentioned that we were going to ask for 10 years, but I can't tell you that 100%. I don't know how. Nobody's here. I don't know if you've got any minutes, if we can do a contingent on minutes, but I'm pretty sure I mentioned that we were going to be asking for 10 years at this, because I said we have so many other ones that over the years, if there hasn't been any problems, we've been granted 10 years. We have several quarries in the county that started as 5 years, and now they're 10 years. Several. Well, the way the county's renewals go, they are for 5 years, but they have been granting 10 years. There isn't really a box to check to say that we want to go for 5 or 10. It's just that we know through the process of doing this many, many, many times that we have been granted 10 years. And if we've been told, you know, you come back the next time, you can ask for 10 years if there isn't a lot of problems. And that's what we're basing that on. You know, the township spoke very favorably of our quarry. I think Steve will attest to that. They view us as not a problem. We're beneficial to their township to have a quarry, and they view it that way. So
it'd be good if you have 10 years to set it ready.
Okay, point well taken. One more comment. I know in a lot of the other quarries we haven't made that request to the township, but we've come here and requested 10 years and received that. So, I mean, it wasn't so. In the town of Franklin, Woodland, and Troy. So.
Well, I think, though, that we would be more comfortable if you put the thoughts of. You go to them and say, well, we want to renew the contract, it's for 5 years, or renew the permit, and it's for 5 years, and we don't want to look like we steamrolled over anyone
right.
by going above and beyond what their intention.
Right.
You know, it seems quiet now. Or not, have you?
Right.
And so that's part of.
Steve Sorensen, Planning and Zoning. Melody Rear works in the county building here, and I've called her up. She could testify with regards to the town. She takes a minute, so she'll be up in just a second. If you can kind of hang on here, I'm hoping maybe she's got something to give us. So.
I would be in favor of a 10-year renewal. I would just like perhaps to see in the future that this be specified before the town boards and so that this doesn't become an issue. You know, I don't want to be seen going above and beyond the wishes of the board. Generally, I would favor the 10-year because of, like I said, the testimony given here, I feel comfortable with.
That was a problem.
Dave Lorenz, Sauk County Planning and Zoning. This request is for a special exception permit to authorize filling and grading within 300 feet of a creek during the construction of two wetland wildlife ponds. The property is located in Shoreland Protection Zoning District on real estate described as part of the southwest quarter of Section 7, Town 11 North, Range 4 East, Town of Westfield. We had no records of permits, previous appeals to the boards, or citations on either of these properties. When reviewing a special exception proposal for special exceptions in the Shoreland Protection District, the Board of Adjustment looks at several criteria, including the conditions in Sections 8.08, Parent 3, and the provisions specified in Sections 8.14, Parent 3, Parent 4, and 8.14, Parent 3, Parent C. Section 8.08, Parent 3, Parent A3 provides that a special exception permit is required for any filling or grading of more than 4,000 square feet on slopes of less than 12% of any area which is within 300 feet landward of the ordinary high water mark of a navigable water. Surrounding properties to the north, east, and west are agricultural and few residential properties. To the south is Narrows Creek. Floodplain map panel 5511CO333E, which was effective December 15th of 2009, indicates that this project is located within the flood zone. And there are mapped wetlands indicated in this area. Narrows Creek is a navigable water and is subject to the Shoreland Protection Ordinance. The Town Board of Westfield is aware that an appeal has been made to the Board of Adjustment for this project. And if I could direct the board to take a look at the photographs, Exhibits 5, 1, and 2. Photograph number 1, that was looking south from Narrows Creek Road. The ponds would be proposed down near that tree line, which is the location of the creek. Photo number 2, that is a view to the east along Narrows Creek Road. Photo 3 is a view to the north from the same location. And photo 4 shows the applicant's farm buildings that are located to the west of this location on Narrows Creek Road. Gina, if we could start the video, please.
Looking south from Narrows Creek Road, the proposed ponds would be located to this side of those that band of trees. This, I think, one of them is within about 100 feet of Narrows Creek.
They would, yes, they would be down near the tree line there.
That's looking toward the east, heading back to the north. There's kind of a drainage trail that comes down, they're headed down towards Narrows Creek. Applicant, a farm building.
Planning and Zoning would recommend that the following conditions be considered by the board should the board grant the special exception permit. A, that all work on and use of the premises shall proceed with the plans and supplemental evidence presented at this hearing, and it is the responsibility of the applicant to secure all required town, state, federal, and county permits within 1 year of the hearing date. County permits required for this approval include a land use permit for filling and grading. B, no work shall be commenced prior to receiving the Board of Adjustment's decision letter and securing the required permits. C, that erosion control shall be installed and maintained as needed until the site is stabilized or revegetated for the plans submitted at the time of application. D, that this project shall not increase any stormwater runoff on the neighboring properties. E, that Sauk County Conservation Planning and Zoning shall be granted permission to view the site to ensure compliance with these conditions and other relevant provisions of the Sauk County Ordinance. Power to ensure compliance with these conditions is given to Sauk County Conservation Planning and Zoning. If the department finds that any of these conditions have been violated, they are hereby authorized to take corrective action either through suspension of the permit, citations, or by any means of enforcement that is within their power. F, failure of by the applicant to follow all the conditions set forth by the Sauk County Board of Adjustment as grounds for suspension or revocation of the special exception permit and possible enforcement action. In order to have the special exception permit reinstated after suspension, the applicant must comply with all the conditions established by the Board of Adjustment as determined by the Sauk County Conservation Planning and Zoning Director or appear in front of the Board of Adjustment. In order to have the special exception permit reinstated after revocation, the applicant must appear in front of the Board of Adjustment for a new hearing and comply with all requirements as outlined in this letter.
I do. Ernst Gaining, Conservation Planning and Zoning. this is like so many of the projects I've brought before the board in the past. It's a low area in the field next to a stream during a flooding event. Crops are wiped out, and so this is kind of an alternate use for that land. And basically the land would, I've done all the design work on the scrapes, The depths are from 0 to 4 feet on average, and I've tried to make it as irregular shaped as possible to kind of make it blend into the landscape better. I will be there during construction to make sure that it follows all of our erosion control and design specifications, and I will be there to make sure that it's being seeded and follow up with the, you know, it's going into a native plant prairie seeding mixture, beneficial to wildlife, and the land will be enrolled in CRP down in that bottom. And so this was an alternate land use for an area that's kind of troublesome in a landscape with our recent flooding. And so that's really all I have. There would be some groundwater issues. It's a little bit of a wetter site, too. And so there's groundwater and also surface runoff from the field up above. No, there is no. Right. No, there's nothing. Right. So this will dry out, probably. So it'll fill up, and if we get a dry summer, it'll dry out, probably. And usually most of them do, and that's natural in the landscape for that to occur.
We'll attend to.
Right. And required with this, I should mention too, is it is that we just don't put a scrape in and then farm right up to that scrape. We're required to have a buffer around it. And so, whereas before there wasn't really much of a buffer before water entered into Narrows Creek, we've backed the farming back up far enough away from the stream now that, first of all, we get filtration before it enters the pond, but there's also filtration before it enters the stream. And so there's a, you know, we're filtering out nutrients at that point from, you know, fertilizer application, manure application, and we're also filtering out sediment from entering the pond and entering the stream.
Is this going to be fenced off, or is it going to be readily accessible to livestock?
Livestock won't have access to it. That's a requirement of the CRP program.
One other thing, I was just curious. I noticed in the profile of one of the ponds that the middle was a little bit higher. I had went down and then you went up again and
mm-hmm.
you went down again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. Why that is?
Purpose for that.
Well, the reason for that is to separate the two ponds. Otherwise, whatever level one pond is in, both are at that level. This way they're independent of each other. So whatever... That's the main reason. Plus, there is, I'm trying to remember which cross-section you're referencing.
Well, it's cross-section BB. This is
one
pond, right?
I got you.
Okay.
Yes, that's just for one pond. Okay, I misunderstood. Why is that?
In the middle of it, I was just curious what purpose it serves.
Oh, the purpose of that is the benefit. One of the benefits to wetland restorations like this is the varying depths of water hold various species, you know, whether plant species, aquatic insect species, snakes, salamanders, frogs, whatever it might be. So it has to be, that's where you get the most benefit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what I'll be following, yes.
And then just for clarification, have the tax program and the fair to the one other question, you mentioned that it would be put into the CRP. Exactly what does that entail? What does that mean? What are the advantages to the landowner to do that?
Okay. So it's a federal program. It's called a Conservation Reserve Program. And basically... they're setting aside land for wildlife, for water quality, and they get an annual rental payment for it. So that's how it's set up. It's the old set-aside program, but that's how, so like marginal lands, ones that are very steep are eligible for these, for CRP sign-ups also, but lands that are along streams are also eligible for this. These environmentally sensitive areas are basically, the taxpayers are saying, you know what, we want clean water, but we don't want to force you to do it unless we give you some compensation for giving up that land. And so we get something and they get something, and that's kind of how the program works. And it's 10 years. It's 10 years, and then they can renew it at that point if they want to. And tax-wise, it stays taxed as agricultural during that whole 10-year time frame.
What are the total acres in the CRP?
Oh, let's see.
Like seeding and stuff with 3.5.
Yeah.
Area.
Yeah. Your map's probably not very clear either.
Well, I may have just missed it too.
Yeah, it's on this one, but it's pretty dark. I think it's about 4.3 acres altogether, is what it is.
Thank you.